morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending. Nevada license number MB4265, NMLS number 64367.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Labor's Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Labor's Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. To give you the latest, Vladimir Putin today, with the stroke of a pen, essentially has annexed one-fifth of Ukraine as Russian territory. Also, there is the threat of nuclear weapons. Let's go to cut three real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. This is Lindsey Graham, a senator from South Carolina, giving a warning to Putin on the use of nukes. This is dangerous, dangerous stuff. Here it is.
As Putin becomes more provocative, we have to stand up, not stand down. The last thing you can do when you're bullied is to give in to the bully. There's talk by Putin and others in Russia of exploding a nuclear weapon in Ukraine. This is nuclear blackmail. The one thing you don't want to have happen in the 21st century is for people to believe, nations to believe, the only way you can be safe is to have a nuclear weapon. Going back in time, it'd be hard to convince Ukraine to give up their nuclear force now, given what Putin had done. So this is a defining moment for the world when it comes to territorial integrity and saying no to nuclear blackmail. Here's my view. I've talked to Senator Blumenthal about this. If he would do such a thing, if Putin would actually explode a nuclear weapon inside of Ukraine to stand all of us down and back us off, I think the reaction should be overwhelming. It should be catastrophic to Russia, as Mr. Sullivan said. I support that statement. I hope NATO will echo that statement. But from my point of view, the use of a nuclear weapon by Russia and Ukraine would be an attack on NATO itself. The radiation would not be confined to Ukraine. You would be irradiating parts of Europe that are under the NATO banner. So if that day ever comes, and I hope and pray it doesn't, that should be considered by NATO writ large, the United States, as an attack by Russia on NATO itself.
Wow. Wow. That sounds to me like World War III. We'll talk more about that, I can promise you. Coming up, Daniel Dew, legal policy director for the Pacific Legal Foundation. They are challenging the forgiveness of student loan debt, $420 billion worth. Wow. Unbelievable. We'll talk with them about that and about the case that they're going to bring to stop the Biden administration. Stay with us. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
It's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hurricane Ian has come ashore in South Carolina, threatening the historic city of Charleston. National Weather Service meteorologist John Qualiero says Hurricane Ian's storm surge is a chief concern.
Reports of inundation in many coastal communities, especially along the central and northern portions of the coast. Peak surge values of 4 to 7 feet of inundation are expected north of Isle of Palms, with lower values south of there.
Meanwhile, in ravaged Florida, where Ian hit Wednesday, authorities are surveying the tremendous damage the storm inflicted. Florida Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie tells WFSU-TV Ian's death toll is unclear.
We have 12 unconfirmed fatalities. In Charlotte County, we have 8 unconfirmed fatalities. In Collier County, we have 1 confirmed fatality in Polk County. So that brings us up to 21 total.
In other news, the European Union has published a strongly worded criticism of Russia's move to annex 4 Ukraine regions. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The 27 EU member states have issued a joint statement in which they firmly reject and unequivocally condemn the illegal annexation of Ukraine territory. The bloc's leaders say Russia's undermining the rules-based international order and has violated Ukraine's fundamental right to independence. They add they will never recognize the illegal referendums Russia organized as a pretext for this further violation of Ukraine's independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity, nor their falsified and illegal results. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 500 points, the NASDAQ dropped 161, the S&P 500 lower by 54, oil dropped to $79.49 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the worst inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 2:04, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The city of Las Vegas has lost another round in its years-long legal battle with the owner of the closed Badlands Golf Course. A district court judge has ruled the city wrongly took 17 acres it had previously approved for a housing development. Legal experts familiar with the case say that the city may have to pay upwards of $50 million in damages. Talks with the city to possibly end all litigation for $64 million. That fell apart this summer when Las Vegas officials tried to change the terms of the deal at the last minute. Last year, the city was ordered to pay $34 million to the property's developer after losing in a similar case. Rock legend John Mellencamp, remember his John Cougar days, is coming to Las Vegas. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer is set to headline at the Encore Theater at the Wynn Las Vegas. That's March 24th and 25th. Tickets go on sale next Friday, October 7th at 10 at Ticketmaster.com. The shows are being presented by AEG Presents, and it's sponsored by Turner Classic Movies. It's the first time ever that Mellencamp has partnered with an outside company on any of his tours.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're still seeing bumper-to-bumper conditions on Interstate 515 westbound as you work your way into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. Give yourself some extra time there. Also, a lot of congestion on the Beltway 215 westbound. That's at the 15 interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. The case is known as Garrison v. U.S. Department of Education. It is a lawsuit filed by the Pacific Legal Foundation against the U.S. Department of Education to block its clearly illegal move to cancel more than $500 billion in student loan debt. Joining us now is Daniel Dew, Legal Policy Director for the Pacific Legal Foundation, and he joins us. First of all, thanks for joining us, and give us the genesis of how this case came together.
Sure. So as people are well aware, a few months ago, the Biden administration announced that they were going to start forgiving student loans in $10,000 and $20,000 chunks. And the question has always been, where do they get the authority to do this? They're tying it to some 2003 law that dealt with the Iraq War and forgiving debts for soldiers. And so really, everybody knows that this is a huge grasp of power, that it's unconstitutional. The question has always been, who's going to have standing? You have to show a particular harm in order to challenge something like this. So who's going to have standing to bring this case? And luckily, it just happens to be one of our colleagues lives in Indiana. Indiana is one of six states that actually taxes loan forgiveness as ordinary income. And so he's going to be slapped with about a $1,000 tax bill as a result of this. And we believe that that's adequate injury to bring a lawsuit to challenge this in court.
Who is Garrison?
Sure. So Frankie Garrison, he's an attorney with us at Pacific Legal Foundation. He lives in Indiana. He's a colleague and a friend of mine, and he's brave enough to step up and challenge this unconstitutional grasp of authority.
What about the reference to the Iraq War and the policy that was initiated then? Can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Sure. In 2003, Congress passed a law called the HEROES Act. And as part of that, it allowed the Department of Education to adjust terms of student loan repayment for individuals as they face things like if a soldier is in harm's way or is injured, they can excuse payments or delay payment until they're able to continue making those payments. But part of the law says or national emergency. And so what the Biden administration is saying is, well, COVID is still in a national emergency, and as a result, we're just going to it's impacted everyone, and so we're going to forgive student loans in chunks of $10,000 and $20,000 per borrower, you know, as you mentioned, leading to about $500 billion in spending.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't the president just a couple of months ago say the pandemic is over?
He did. And that's the funny thing about governing by emergency is that even if an emergency is over to the rest of us, that urgent need to act, you know, the president or a governor in some cases can just declare an emergency, and it is so until they decide otherwise.
Now, I know that your organization has had to amend its lawsuit, Garrison v. Department of Education. Can you talk a little bit about what adjustments need to be made to this? Is it just technical stuff, or is it something of substance?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were kind of in this damned if you do, damned if you don't situation where the administration is doing this all by websites and by press release. There's no actual regulations that they're putting out there. So, you know, we needed to challenge it immediately because they were just going to put this into place and it would be really hard to claw back the action after it's taken. But the hard part is now they're just changing things on the fly. And so what they're saying now is, in the case of our client, well, we'll just excuse him if he's going to be injured by this. We won't give him the loan forgiveness if he doesn't want it. And so the judge, we filed a preliminary injunction halting the program immediately. And what the judge did was he dismissed our injunction, but without prejudice, meaning he's giving us until October 10th to amend our complaint. And basically what we have to do is show that other people are also harmed by this.
Do you have other potential plaintiffs waiting in the wings?
We have some leads, some ideas, and we're always looking for more people.
So if there's somebody within the sound of my voice that is being directly impacted and that would have standing, would you like to hear from them?
Absolutely.
How can people contact you?
Sure. We have an intake form on our website at pacificlegal.org.
Now, let me ask you, this is, you know, taking on the federal government is never easy. What is your record in the Supreme Court? I saw something like you've won like 14 Supreme Court cases.
We have. Yeah, we last year we got our 13th and 14th wins in the U.S. Supreme Court. We have two more cases in the Supreme Court coming up this term. In fact, our first is being argued on Monday, dealing with what is a water of the United States. So we have a pretty good track record in the Supreme Court.
What is the Pacific Legal Foundation? What's the mission statement?
Sure. We are a nonprofit law firm. So everything that we do is pro bono. And our mission is to stop government overreach when it comes to violations of separation of powers or property rights or equality and opportunity. We step in and represent people for free. We sue the government all the way up to the Supreme Court, if need be, to make sure that you know, those promises guaranteed to us in the Constitution are kept.
Now, how long will it take for this case, Garrison v. U.S. Department of Education, how long will it take you to get to a trial, or will this end up being settled out of court?
It depends. So our goal is to take this to the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately and have them decide in our favor, obviously. you know, this, because of the nature of this and because there's irreparable harm and it would happen so quickly, we anticipate that that it'll happen quickly, that we'll get a decision from the district court. It'll be appealed by one side or the other to the circuit court, and then one side or the other will appeal that to the U.S. Supreme Court, and perhaps will have to be decided on their emergency docket. So I think that we'll get a resolution pretty quickly, because usually these things, these types of things, take years. But I think that this will happen pretty quickly.
6 weeks, 6 months, what?
I think probably closer to the 6 week range.
Wow, wow. What is the legal remedy, the permanent legal remedy that you are seeking? I mean, I know there is the temporary restraining order and all of that, but long term, what are you looking at?
Yeah, so long term is basically the court saying that this is an unconstitutional power grab, and that it violates the major questions doctrine, it violates the non-delegation doctrine, and even the Administrative Procedures Act, and that basically just if the government wants to forgive these loans, then Congress is going to have to pass a law to do it. The president cannot do this unilaterally.
What I love about your organization is you do all your stuff pro bono, which I think is wonderful, and it helps people that may not have the money to get a big legal team. You folks do this on a regular basis. What other kind of cases have you done?
Sure. So as I mentioned, we have a case that's in the Supreme Court on Monday where we have clients who own a dry piece of ground in Idaho. And 12 years ago, they wanted to start developing a house. They got all the local permits necessary. And then the EPA came in and said, this is a water of the United States, and you need a permit that's going to cost, you know, upwards of, six figures to get in order to build your home on it, even though there are homes all around and it's dry ground. So, you know, anytime people are bullied by the government, whether it's the state government or federal government, we deal with that. During the pandemic and all the government closures and arbitrarily identifying businesses and people as essential or non-essential, we filed quite a bit of lawsuits there. So we do that. My team works with Congress and with state legislatures to pass legislation. So maybe we can preemptively protect people rather than resorting to, litigation. But, you know, those are the types of things that we do.
And one more time, if there is somebody that feels they may have, quote, standing in this student loan case, how can they reach out to you?
PacificLegal.org, and we have an intake form on our page.
Very good. Daniel, thank you. I really appreciate the expertise. And again, pro bono, we always like that. Free is always best. Thank you so much, my friend. You have a good one. Have a great weekend. And we'll talk with you, I'm sure, before we are we're done with this case.
Thank you so much for having me.
There you go. Daniel Du, the legal policy director for the Pacific Legal Foundation. And they've been involved in a lot of different cases that are similar to this in a sense of, you know, preventing government overreach. And that's something that we just cannot tolerate. And this administration does it knowing that what they're doing is unconstitutional, but they know it's going to take 6 weeks or 6 months to have a court intervene. It's just ridiculous. And they just do it. They, no, it's okay. Hey, you know, if they tell us to stop doing it, we'll stop doing it. But that's, you know, when I asked about the legal remedy, you know, do you make the government pay $20 million or something? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, stay where you are. Do not touch that dial. We got much more to do. You're going to hear from Jesus Marquez, who is a senior political consultant with the Marquez Group Strategies. And they are working the Latino vote here in the state of Nevada. We'll let you hear from Jesus about the efforts currently underway and why Hispanics and Latinos are running away from the Democrat Party. All that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Chuck, I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. We process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan down the line.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes or just stop in to see how much you qualify for. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Tonight and tomorrow, it's Henderson Hot Rod Days along Water Street in downtown Henderson. 2 days of classic cars, muscle cars, collector cars, and more. Tonight, join us for a free concert featuring classic American alternative rock group Spin Doctors. Henderson Hot Rod Days is free to spectators of all ages. Presented by the Boulder City Cruising Association, the City of Henderson, and Lerner and Rowe Injury Attorneys. Henderson Hot Rod Days, tonight and tomorrow in downtown Henderson. For more info, go to HendersonHotRodDays.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just love it. We had an earthquake Recorded earlier this morning, and a gentleman, Jim Dallas, has been tracking it. You live in Henderson. I live on the southwest side of town. I didn't feel a thing this morning just after 8 o'clock. Did you?
I didn't either. 8:06. They said it was in North Las Vegas, in that area there. And it registered.